I think this commemorative meeting in Belgrade has demonstrated that the non-aligned movement nowadays is somehow committed to certain philosophical principles, as I said, of independence, of national sovereignty, non-interference, peaceful coexistence. But because of the diversity of its membership and because of the actual alliance of many its members with the leading global power of our time, it may not be able to play a decisive role. And that means that the movement is more kind of a, how should I say, a structure in which one remembers the important historical role certain leaders and countries played in the decolonization phase, but it may not be able to influence events in the present time. And this also has been demonstrated in the fact that in the major cases when force was used by military alliances, for instance, NATO, the non-aligned movement had no unified position and could not express itself in a clear manner.